Welcome back to Building the Bakken. I'm your host, Jason Spies. In our next segment, we travel to Dickinson, North Dakota for the North Dakota Petroleum Council's annual meeting. One of the special events during the North Dakota Petroleum Council's annual meeting was honoring Whiting Petroleum's Rick Ross. For this feature, we hear from Whiting Petroleum's CEO, Jim Volker, and the man of the hour himself, Rick Ross. This Bakken events feature is brought to you by Montana Rig Mat. Better mats, better prices. Montana's original rig mat company, Montana Rig Mat. Visit their website at www.mtrigmat.com. Montana Rig Mat, Montana's original rig mat company. And now back to our Bakken events feature with Whiting Petroleum's Jim Volker and Rick Ross. This is Whiting Petroleum CEO Jim Volker.
I'm her man in the right dang place, the right dang time, and now suddenly here I am. When that train rolls out, man, there ain't no doubt, I'm gonna ride her just as far as she goes. And at the end of the line, you're gonna find I'm just a regular Joe. Yeah, y'all, if they need it.
So there's, ladies and gentlemen, nobody in this business that I would rather have been asked to say nice things about than Rick Ross. What a great guy. When I think about Rick, I think about three words: kind, courteous, and capable. Extremely capable. In the period of time that Whiting has been active in North Dakota, Rick and his team, many of whom are here today, and I will say I include Patty in that team as well. Thank you, Patty. Have taken Whiting's production from a few thousand barrels a day to a record 110,000 barrels a day this month. Thank you, Rick. Great job. So I'll give you only one anecdote about Rick. So whenever I give him a task, this is what he says at the beginning, and this is what he says at the end, even when we're just ready to cross the finish line. He says, "I think I can get that done." And that summarizes Rick Ross, in my opinion. He is a get-it-done guy. Thanks so much, Rick, from all of your friends at Whiting.
So, Rick, there's two things to know about this honor. One, the gentlemen that have had this honor in the past select the next inductee. And the other thing is, the newest inductee gets to lead these gentlemen through that task over the next year. So, on behalf of all of us, thank you and congratulations for your award.
I didn't know that about my responsibilities in being inducted. That's kind of, that's like buying the beer after the softball game. Anyway, figured I'd forget everything I wanted to say, but thank you very much for the honor. It really means a lot to me, and means a lot because of the respect that I have for this group of guys, for Ron and for his staff at the Petroleum Council, and for the Whiting team that's here, thank you for coming, and I appreciate that. It means a lot to me. And I also, for all the folks that I've worked with in industry and in government positions over the years, just a lot of respect for the folks up here, and I've just enjoyed my time. I've always said during my time on the Petroleum Council and serving in various functions that I learned and received a lot more than I gave, and I really do believe that's true. The Petroleum Council has always had kind of a climate of doing the right thing for the industry, for the state, for people around us where we work. And I really believe that's true. Folks have been able to set aside their individual agendas and look at what the greater good is. I think that's one of the things that I value so much, being involved with the Petroleum Council. And I can honestly say, in my career and my career experiences, this has been one that I really value. So thank you very much for that. I just want a couple things. I want to say thanks to Ken Luff for his wise counsel and his encouragement in my time involved with the Petroleum Council. And most importantly, I want to thank my wife, Patty, for her understanding on my frequent travels and also the encouragement. So thank you very much. This means a lot to me.
To listen to the entire speech by Rick Ross or other Bakken event features, visit our website at www.buildingthebakken.com. And that Bakken events feature was brought to you by Montana Rig Mat. Better mats, better prices. Montana's original rig mat company. Visit their website at www.mtrigmat.com. Montana Rig Mat, Montana's original rig mat company. Better mats, better prices.
You better make a little room at the top for a regular Joe. Yeah, man, so crank up the sound, turn up the lights. Let's get the show on the road. Yeah, you're all gonna party tonight with a regular Joe.
Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. MBI Energy Services, the cutting edge in oil field safety solutions. Learn more at MBIEnergyServices.com.
Welcome back to Building the Bakken. I'm your host, Jason Spies. As I travel this country documenting the evolution of the Bakken, I'm often asked about the music that appears on this program. Many of the artists that you hear performing on Building the Bakken are Bakken singer-songwriters. For more information on the music heard here on Building the Bakken, visit our website at buildingthebakken.com. This is a Building the Bakken music montage with Sydney, Montana native Eden Parker.
When you talk about economic development of a city or a region, you're talking over a 50-year period. When you look at what's happened in North Dakota, you're talking over a 5-year period.
Asleep again.
I live just outside of Aspen, Colorado, and I'm in the middle of my 87th trip.
Citizen, your kingdom, please.
We have more traffic here going through 85 than there is on I-90. Now that's just huge.
The waters from your flower buried in the snow.
Well, since the boom started, I'd say our business doubles every year.
The minutes turn to hours, to Astor hasn't turned to gold.
This is really becoming a regional play. Mm-hmm. And you can tell that even already when you get out and about. You get to places like Billings and to Rapid City and, you know, Fargo and Grand Forks for sure, but even well beyond into Minnesota.
I think Minneapolis is the biggest winner in this whole deal.
There's no doubt. You nailed it.
You're going to face some hard times at first, but the rewards are worth it.
Asleep so sound.
The boom that we're seeing in the Bakken is historically unprecedented, and really not just in the district, but nationally as well.
Your kingdom base.
Williston has taxable sales greater than that of Fargo, North Dakota. So think about the productivity per person mm-hmm. in Williston.
I watch you in your town.
School education. They got their DOT license, went out, got hired on with a company, and now they're making triple figures working, you know, 70 hours a week. So it's a great success story for anybody that's got a work ethic.
Turn to gold, gold.
It's unlike anything that I think as a country we've seen since the Industrial Revolution. I mean, that's the type of growth and expansion that's going on and that they're talking about it.
So there's really going to be two phases. The oil itself, once the wells are in place, will produce, you know, anywhere 25, 30, 35 years. Okay, so you'll continue to see production. I think the bigger question is, how long do we see the crazy level of investment on the drilling side?
So you have to be nimble, and what worked in Minneapolis isn't going to necessarily work in Dickinson, North Dakota.
Yeah, I think it's a pretty big big deal when we had our groundbreaking. The governor flew in, and we all shoveled dirt. We flew up one day, shoveled dirt, and flew back the next.
So pass the years, and the kingdoms disappeared.
And although it has changed and evolved and morphed and things over the course of time, there's still one thing that I think brings a lot of us back, especially in this part of the country, and that's tradition, that's history, that's where we come from, the lifestyle that a lot of these folks live. Even though there's a lot more people here now, there's still the ranching communities, production agriculture, which is still a big force here in North Dakota and eastern Montana. And I think when you look back to our roots, this is kind of where our roots are.
Depending on my hours, I could be close to six figures. There's a lot of guys out there that are doing
what six I'm, figures a year.
A year, yeah. There's a lot of guys that are out there doing that.
Did you ever think in your life that you would have a job in North Dakota without a college education in your mid-30s that you would make six figures a year on?
Well, no. I've always dreamt of being a rock star.
It still hasn't turned to gold.
Infrastructure needs, but that we're making the investments in restaurants, in housing, in entertainment, in airports, in, you know, all the things that go to quality of life.
Still hasn't turned to gold.
If you believe in yourself and you believe in your capabilities of really making it happen, you will work as hard as you possibly can to get to where you want. But the fun thing is about when you follow your passions, it really doesn't feel like work.